Earlier this year, drug maker GSK stopped making Flovent, a popular inhaler for asthma patients. That left people, especially children, scrambling to find alternatives. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, here's Alan Yu.
When Jacqueline Vacchio needed a refill for her 4-year-old son's asthma medicine in January, it was no longer available, and her insurance provider would not cover the alternative drug that doctor suggested. All the while, her son, James, was up at night coughing.
He couldn't sleep at night with the cough, and that's when it got to the point that I was on the phone constantly with our doctor to try and find a substitute. He would go to school, and his school would tell me that he's having a constant cough as well.
For 7 weeks, Vacchio spent hours talking with the insurance company, the pharmacy, and the doctor before finally finding an alternative medicine that her son could use and the insurance plan would cover.
It's really scary and very frustrating.
Joni Yeh is James's pediatrician at Nemours Children's Health in Media, Pennsylvania. She says some of her patients have had to go to urgent care or the emergency room because their asthma got worse without the medicine they relied on. This happened to 9-year-old Trey Curry in Philadelphia. His mother, Shantae Curry, said she could not get him the inhaler he was used to earlier this year. This April, Trey had an asthma attack that left him coughing and wheezing.
You could see his ribs because he was struggling so hard to breathe.
She rushed him to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, where he stayed in intensive care for 2 days. Doctors there say admissions to intensive care for children with asthma are 50% higher than last spring. At least 7 children have died in the Philadelphia region this year due to uncontrolled asthma, which is significantly more than in previous years. Pediatrician Tyra Bryant-Stevens directs the Community Asthma Prevention Program at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
When asthma deaths are totally preventable, one kid dying is just one too many.
And it's not just Philadelphia. Doctors around the country are having trouble finding replacement medication for their young asthma patients. Christopher Orman is a pediatric pulmonologist at the hospital Children's Mercy Kansas City.
It was just as big a disaster as we thought it was going to be.
In a statement, drug maker GSK said they discontinued the popular inhaler only after making sure there would be an authorized generic version, and that they continue to work to make sure that version is available to young patients. Orman says the situation has improved since the beginning of the year. Medicaid programs in Pennsylvania, New York, Texas, and Mississippi have made changes so patients can get alternative drugs more easily. And some insurance providers have done the same. But now, some of these alternative drugs are in short supply. For NPR News, I'm Alan Yu.